Oh ja, or a hooker.
Is there much of that in Panama City?
Oh, quite a bit.
Is that right? Is it in the downtown area or?
No, it's mostly at the beaches area, you know. There's a tendency to move from the downtown area, things sort of centered out there where the action is.
Mm-hmm. What about the term streetwalker or callgirl?
Well, you hear that maybe on the TV or something like that. Not for somebody who's, you know, being very nice about what they say.
Would you be likely to hear people around here use those terms to refer to them?
Well, not likely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Usually when they're referring to a person as a streetwalker, in my opinion, they would just be talking about somebody who did not stay home very much, was constantly on the go and never stayed at home to do anything like that.
What about a name for a man who manages prostitutes?
Well, it would be a pimp.
Do you have a name for maybe a building or a house that a lot of these people work out of?
Well, yes, they'd call it a hot house or a whole house. I guess if you wanted to get somebody to dress it up, they might say a house for ill repute.
People don't say brothel anymore?
What?
Brothel?
I've heard that term.
What about a person in town who has no visible means of support, might be kind of shabbily dressed, just wanders around, may or may not have a drinking problem?
Yeah, well, you might refer to that person maybe as a bum. Mm-hmm.
When you think of bum, do you think of him being addicted to alcohol?
Well, you know, a person who doesn't have very much to use for his life, you know, he just batters back and forth, getting whatever he can, wherever he can, you know, not, as you say, having any visible means of support, you know, looking for handouts.
Well, a bum could possibly, though, be an alcoholic.
It could be.
Yeah. Now, what about a man who might be a top-flight business executive who happens to have a serious drinking problem? You call him a bum?
No, I wouldn't call him a bum. We just call him an alcoholic.
Okay. Do you have a name for, again, a person who has no regular job, but he's distinguished by the fact that he likes to keep moving from town to town?
Well, I guess he would be known as a drifter.
Would people around here ever use hobo much?
You used to hear that term, you know, a long time ago, and it would more or less refer to people who would come in on the train, on a freight train or something of that sort. But,
since you don't have any train.
We do have a freight train coming in with put wood and stuff on it, but, you know, I guess that's not... doesn't seem to be going that much, you know. So we don't hear that term too much anymore.
Do you have any general names for cheap hotels that would cater to bums and derelicts?
Well, I don't really know. You'd call it rundown. A hotel, a motel, or a slum motel, a hotel, or something of that sort.
Do you ever hear a flop house?
I don't believe so.